We're going to now introduce you to one American Muslim man who is on his own personal mission to undermine ISIS. His name is Mohammed Ahmed, and he's a gas station manager in Minneapolis. He is also the creator and voice of a cartoon character he calls Average Mohammed.
The bullet, the bomb, the knife, or the bottle. Misery is all they bring. Slavery, they have brought back. Women's rights, they have destroyed.
ISIS has had a lot of success recruiting young men in the Somali community in Minnesota. So for the past 4 years, Mohammed Ahmed has been producing these online cartoons to try to counter the ISIS message. Ahmed, who came to the U.S. from Somalia 20 years ago, is betting that plain-speaking Average Mohammed can help stem the flow. Mohammed Ahmed joins us now from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
How'd you come up with this character, Average Mohammed?
Well, it's simple. I'm an average guy with 4 children, a wife, a car note, and a mortgage. And what is it that the average people know that basically can help in this process? Because it is average people recruiting each other and becoming extremists. So we felt like it's the same way. We need an average guy espousing the values of majority Muslims. So Average Mohammed was a no-brainer because Mohammed is the most common name in the world.
Hmm. And what is his message? We heard a little clip there, but is it about giving people something else to live for? Is it just about talking about the negative aspects of life with ISIS? What is he saying?
Well, it's counter-ideology. The whole platform is a counter-ideology platform. And the message is about the values, 3 principles. One is peace. Second one is democracy, and the third one is anti-extremism. So it is a way to talk to the youth without veils, and we try to connect with them.
You post these videos on YouTube and your website, averagemohammed.com. What kind of response are you getting?
Enormous amount of support across faiths, gender, race.
But how do you know if you're reaching people who are really fragile, who might be vulnerable to the propaganda being put out by ISIS?
Well, I've actually accomplished that where a kid comes up to me and says, like, for example, the concept of suicide bombing. They said, well, suicide bombers go to heaven. I say, no, go back to your teachings. Who's got to be lying? Is it the teachings of the Prophet himself who's lying? Or is it the teachings of Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, or whoever these outfits are? And it starts bothering them. These people are curious because I do outreach with the kids. I actually go to schools, mosques, madrasas, and the kids, they're looking at Syria. These are mostly in Minnesota Sunni Muslims, and they have a side they support. And they're wondering, how can we do something about that? Well, I tell them, you don't have to pack your bags and go join with ISIS. Well, you can join the UN club. You can write to your senator. You can start a food drive. We give them options. Hmm. And we say, look, this is within democracy. These are the powers and the choices you have. And we drill down that message. We drill it down by speaking plainly. What world do we want? I want a world without extremism. And I'm willing to work on it. I'm willing to talk about it. I'm willing to put my money on it. So there's a clear and present choice between the voice of democracy and the voice of extremism. And democracy should stand up on its values. And that's what I believe in.
Mohammed Ahmed, he is the voice and creator of the videos around the character Average Mohammed. He's based in Minneapolis. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Pleasure talking to you.